Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
What is up? Welcome back to Under the Rim, your college basketball show. Another week of this exciting narrativeless parody season where teams are just kind of playing each other. I've never wanted to be March more. Like, I've never been so bored by the regular season.
This is what you wanted?
What?
Parody?
Yeah, no.
There's no dominant teams. Everybody in the top 10 can lose on the road at any moment. Yeah, anyone in quad one or quad two, they'll get you. Even UCF, man, we'll get you.
We'll talk about them in a little bit.
Why? There's no reason to. We're not making the tournament.
They're just one of the picks. Mm. It was an interesting line.
Let's skip it.
Nah, we're going to talk about
Let's skip it.
Nah. It's an interesting line.
Who wants to make picks anyway?
No one.
Gambling's overrated.
Is it? Didn't you just win money?
Yeah.
Like a lot?
I currently have Luke List, who's first place right now in the Genesis. So, gamble on golf and UFC. It's fun.
That's it, though.
College basketball's whatever.
Actually, no.
The rule for college basketball, if a team is on the road, fade them.
Fade. Fade. Just take, like, especially if it's like a home dog.
I don't know what it is, but middle of the week, you have to go, especially in like the Big 12 or the Big 10, you have to go to some weird place like Ames, Iowa.
Dude, even the SEC, like flying to fucking Auburn or something. You know what I mean? Or Fayetteville.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's, you get on these little planes. Yeah, you're flying private, I guess, but it's not like the best version of it. It's more like, you know what it's more like is when you get those little shitty two rows on either side, and it's just the two seat planes on like a American Airlines or something when you have to fly to like a smaller city.
You're not rested. You're not in your routine. And as a former hooper myself,
yeah.
Just having that, a different background behind the basket, just fucks with you.
The bat, yeah. That's why I think one thing I'm going to look at this year in particular with the tournament is just teams' neutral site records.
Yeah.
Because fuck away record, that's a whole different beast. But if a team crushed at neutral sites and they weren't playing like only dog shit teams, I might be inclined to be like, okay, these guys are good.
I'll also go with the under for any like massive venue.
For the big ones. When they start playing in an NFL stadium.
We would play at like the Wells Fargo a couple of times, mm-hmm, here and there for travel ball. And there, the first couple shots of warm-ups, I wouldn't even hit the fucking rim. I'm like, God damn it, this is really fucking with me.
So going from your gym where right behind the basket was a literal wall, mm-hmm, to
I don't know
there
how,
being like what, probably 2,000 feet of empty space or something like that.
I don't know how NBA players do it.
Yeah. Well, they're used to it at that point.
At that point, but
they probably go into the practice gym and think it's weird that there's a wall right behind the basket.
No, they still ball probably out of they probably fucking lifetime, yeah.
Yeah. They probably prefer that.
Especially Carmelo when he wears his hoodie.
Yeah. So, let's see here. You want to get into these topics today?
Not really.
No?
I don't really care.
Okay.
Indiana State's ranked. That's cool.
We'll talk about that.
They lost, but
They won't be ranked for long. We can start with
them. I imagine they're not going to be ranked next week.
Let's start with Indiana State then, because they're one of the things. They're not the first one on my list, but fuck Robbie Avila.
Why? He's
fuck
awesome.
Him. Stupid ass goggles, that fucking goon. You know,
cold ass white boy.
He reminds me of that fucking doofus for Loyola Chicago.
I had to wear goggles junior year of college.
Had to? In college? Yeah. For what?
Because I scratched the cornea of my eye. so I couldn't wear contacts. So I had to get fucking goggles.
Why not just glasses? What sport were you playing?
Basketball.
In?
Fucking intramurals.
So you didn't need to wear goggles.
I did.
You could have just not played.
That's not an option for me. I was dropping like 30 a game. Fuck you.
Oh my God. You could have just not played.
Then our intramural team literally would have went defeated. I was the entire Fiji basketball team.
You were the whole offense?
Yes. Carrying our ass to a 500 record.
Proud of you.
Yeah. I was getting mine.
How'd you do in the playoffs, though?
I knocked off a couple teams. I had a buzzer beater against Beto. It was sick. Wearing the goggles, and everybody went nuts. Like, because other fraternities would show up, like, before their games and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
And when you see a cold-ass white boy in goggles.
In goggles? Now, normally I'd be scared, but this guy, fuck him. Fuck this doofus.
He's a center. Makes
short
sense.
Indiana State. People are going to...
They haven't beaten anybody.
They haven't beaten anybody. Actually, are they even a lock for the tournament if they don't win their...
No, they're ranked, dude. Yeah.
Well, they were ranked.
If you're floating around the top 40, you're
in. You don't need to win your conference tournament?
No.
The MVC, Arch Madness, as they call it in St. Louis?
They'll make the tournament. Just because they've had enough... momentum, I guess, going forward.
Yeah.
It's like FAU. FAU doesn't need to win.
FAU doesn't.
Granted, it's the American, but it's a little bigger.
Yeah. MVC's good, a good conference.
Not really.
It's okay. Some years.
Drake.
Some years. It used to be better before they lost, like, Creighton and shit.
Big East, baby.
People forget that switching conferences, honestly, is more prolific in basketball than it is in football.
Yeah, but basketball is not as bad. Football is terrible now because guys are leaving head coaching jobs for coordinator positions.
Just
fucking
Chip
Kelly just... No, a lot of people. Head coach at Boston College just left to be a coordinator in the NFL.
Yeah.
We just had the Georgia State head coach today just left to become, I believe, a coordinator for South Carolina.
That makes sense to me, though.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah.
This is sports just being ruined. It's great.
Whatever.
I love it. Can't wait. Everything's just getting worse.
What do you care?
I'm getting older. Yeah. I hate change.
You just fucking shaking your fist at a cloud.
Not really.
Yeah.
Sports are, like, objectively getting worse.
I like baseball still. Baseball's getting better.
I would say baseball's kind of getting better.
Just said he's going to retire.
I'm not a data nerd.
What?
I'm not a data nerd.
You don't like data?
No.
You need to have a kid, just become a dad, and then you'll like baseball even more. Because it'll be quiet and slow.
I'm glad they got rid of the shift.
Yes. Pitch clock's good, too.
Pitch clock's better. I don't like this whole philosophy of just hit a home run or strike out.
Or walk. 3-2 outcomes.
Fuck that.
Doubles.
Sometimes you gotta squeak one through the fucking middle.
Doubles are for pussies.
You hate Tony Gwynn.
Base hits are... Tony Gwynn is useless.
Tony Gwynn's awesome.
Tony Gwynn is a useless fat guy.
How dare you? R.I.P. to my man.
He was dead even when he was alive.
He never struck out.
Who cares? He never hit a home run either.
Doesn't matter. He gets on
useless.
Base. He's
useless.
A leadoff hitter. I like my leadoff hitters get on base.
He was not a leadoff hitter.
I'm saying in the current... In my mind, he's a leadoff hitter. Like,
I would put Tony Gwynn 8th in the lineup today.
Fuck off.
Actually, 9th. I'd put him 9th because he'd get on. Dude, he didn't even have a 400 on base percentage. He was useless.
Oh, my God. He never struck out.
Didn't get on base enough. And didn't slug. Useless. Fucking useless. Don't like him.
Whatever. Back to basketball.
Yeah, man. Robbie Avila. Fuck that shit. Sell Indiana State. You're going to see a lot of people like kind of wanting to pick him because, oh, Larry Bird played there fucking 100 years ago. And this guy is almost as white as Larry Bird.
Why do you hate the state of Indiana?
I don't hate it. It's just useless.
It's a basketball state.
Yeah, kind of.
No, it is the basketball state.
It's like the high school basketball state now. Indiana
always has been, though.
Yeah, but they tried to be college for a little bit.
IU was, I mean, they're blue blood.
It's fading fast. They're getting to Nebraska.
You don't
football
get
levels.
Relegated.
Ask Nebraska.
God.
Ask Nebraska football if you can hang on to blue blood status indefinitely.
Basketball's different.
Is it?
And Woodson's made the tournament the last 2 years. He won't make it this year, but...
Indiana should be an every year in the tournament school.
They'll figure it out.
It's so bad if you don't make the tournament at Indiana. It's awful.
That's all that matters, though, is the Indy 500 and high school and college basketball in Indiana. I enjoyed my time in Indiana.
Is there a single good... Is Indiana State the best program in Indiana right now, this year?
This year, yeah.
Because Notre Dame's horrible.
Right.
Butler's not doing anything that I recall.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah.
Yeah, Indiana State's ranked.
Oh,
they were
we're morons.
Purdue.
Yeah.
No, dude. Indiana State's still better. I'll stand by it.
I actually... All right. Yeah.
In the tournament, man, Indiana State might get further. Yeah.
Purdue.
Sorry, Zach.
Oh, how'd we forget Purdue?
I didn't.
Yeah. Fair.
Again, I didn't.
Yeah. That's fair. I watched their game last night, actually. They were down like 10 to Minnesota at the half. Minnesota was shooting out of their minds, but came back and won.
You got to spread them out.
Pretty easy live line to take there. I think I got like Purdue -2.5 at the half or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Lovely.
All right, so you want to move on from the state of Indiana?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's go to the state of Ohio. Let's go right next door.
Chris
Holtman is out.
Much to Ross's joy, I guess. He wanted Holtman gone for a while.
I believe I saw today they did not make it past the first weekend with him at any point.
It's tough. Maybe you bring back Thad.
So... one thing I saw today on the college basketball Reddit, actually, is...
I'm kidding. They're going to probably... So they have the old AD from A&M.
Is it Bjork?
I forget. But he's great at fundraising, so they're going to make a big splash. He's not necessarily a good AD, but he does spend money. So he's going to get big.
He will spend a lot of money, yes.
Rick Pitino to Ohio State?
That'd be sick. I know Ross would love that. Ross Bjork is the, speaking of Ross's, is the name of their AD. Yeah. So Bjork made a good basketball hire at A&M. Buzz Williams.
He threw so much money at Buzz to leave Virginia Tech. Cause Buzz didn't want to leave.
Yeah.
At all. He was very comfortable at Virginia Tech.
I mean, I don't know. Blacksburg to College Station feels like a lateral move in terms of terrible towns.
I don't think Blacksburg is that bad.
It's Appalachia.
You don't know Virginia. You've been to the state?
Yeah, I have. Often? Charlottesville is kind of near the DMV. It's like the perfect college town.
Yeah. Why were you in Charlottesville? Was there a specific reason that you visited Charlottesville? Maybe you had a tiki torch in hand.
I had some friends there. We were hanging out. We had a big kind of party. It's like
you guys wearing Hawaiian shirts.
Barbecue during the day. I thought it was a barbecue. There were flames. So that part of the promise came true.
But, it got weird. There was a car.
It was
just kind of plowed through everybody.
Really? Yeah, I rented.
It just got crazy.
I rented this black Mustang that I never got back from my buddy. That weekend was a mess.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's just kind of a blur at this point.
I don't remember a lot.
No. Not at all.
Like I told the FBI. Don't remember a thing.
Do you think Virginia's going to maybe sneak their way into the tournament this year or no?
Maybe.
ACC's getting a little better, but still.
God, it couldn't have been much
still
worse.
Still a mess, yeah. Especially when you have those type of programs.
You know what? So, yeah, they're 19-6, and they're 52nd in KenPom. I think... if they can, they have a big game against Wake Forest this tomorrow at home that they need to win. And then they have a home game against North Carolina. Okay. If they can win all the games they're supposed to win and then catch one of those two as a dub and then maybe win one ACC tournament game as well, I think they're good. As long as they don't shit the bed in the ACC tournament. I think if they're on cruise control, I think, yeah, they're in. Why would you... I think it would be very hard to leave out a 23-24 win Virginia team out of the tournament.
I think at this point they should be good.
Yeah, I think
they started a little slow in the season, but
yeah, I think they'll. That might be a. So one thing I always like in the tournament is teams that play weird styles, right? And that might be an overlooked team. Like they come in as like an 8 seed, or maybe even
a five or a six.
They don't have a great. I think they're going to, I don't think their seed's going to be great. Eh. I think they could be on the 7-10, 8-9 line.
Okay.
But that's the type of team that it just sucks to run into if you're not used to that style. Pronounced style.
Purdue catches them in the second round.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The battle of teams that lost to one seeds, or to 16 seeds, I should say.
It would be poetic, yeah. It'd be great. But Ohio State, I think they're going to make a big splash. Maybe they go for Tony. Maybe they go try to take Bennett out of Virginia.
You know, I think that's just...
I think they're going to get a big name is what I'm saying. I don't think they're going to get a big name.
I don't
guys.
Think they want a big name that's like weird style.
Styles make matchups.
Yeah, I just think because Bennett's never been a big recruit. I think they're going to want someone who brings in...
He won a natty.
Croots. I think they want Croots. I think they're dumb. And I it's a school whose fan base is in tune to, like, give me recruits. I don't care about style. I don't care about ranking. I want recruits.
Mm. You could say Mick Cronin wasn't a great fit at UCLA, and he wasn't going to recruit that well, and then he started to. Granted, UCLA is not that good this year, but
yeah,
he was getting recruits.
Yeah.
It's really the school that sells.
All of Ohio State's success, even, has been on the backs of big recruiting classes, big recruiting guys. Like Thad Matta's best teams were teams that had great recruits on them.
Odin and Connolly. But they came as like a package.
Evan Turner
from the same state.
Yeah, Evan Turner.
Indiana.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah, I don't know that they're going to want a style guy like that necessarily. I think they're going to want a guy who gets recruits. It wouldn't surprise me if. Honestly, they went after a dude like, you know, who I could see maybe wanting to try to prove himself again in a major conference, even though he is
technically
in a major conference. Maybe they go after a Mark Few. Maybe you want a guy who's still young.
No.
Shaka.
No, Shaka's not leaving Marquette. It's a perfect fit. He doesn't have to leave.
What did you say earlier in this segment?
What did I say?
Buzz Williams wasn't leaving Virginia Tech.
I think Shaka, what he went through at Texas, he doesn't want to do that again.
One would think.
He's a hero. First off, he's a top five team at Marquette.
I know.
He can get any guy he wants to go. You just, oh, look, we had Dwayne Wade come one time.
I'm just saying.
And he's going to make them a perennial top 10, top 15 team.
I'm just saying.
I think Shaka needs to be at a smaller program.
I agree with that. I'm just saying.
Bjork, I don't see it.
You said Bjork will throw money at a name. Shock is a name.
Yeah. Maybe a Chris Beard.
That'd be funny. Ohio State's not going to give a shit about that.
No.
They'd bring Urban Meyer back tomorrow.
They're bad guys.
Pretty much. I definitely don't see them going after, like, necessarily an up-and-comer again.
No. It's going to be a proven guy.
Yeah. What's funny, though, is... I was looking at who they were going after last time because everyone's like, oh, this Holtman hire was a disaster. Outside of Mick Cronin, that was on their list. The rest of the list was worse than Holtman, like in terms of where they are now.
Yeah.
So it just didn't work out.
Maybe somebody will fail upwards again.
You never know. It would also be funny. Did you say Patino on the mic or off the mic? I can't remember.
I said Patino.
Yeah, I'm rooting for Patino.
I need the Johnnies to make the tournament, though. I need Patino in my life.
I think Patino is happy where he is. And he's in New York.
He is small, private.
Yeah.
School. St. John's a good fit for him, but if they're not going to make the tournament this year, I don't know.
Are there any coaches from a dying conference?
Soon to die?
Or just, yeah.
Basketball's different, though, right? It's not college football.
Yeah, but is there anyone maybe like from the Pac-12 who doesn't want to go to the Big 12 or be at a disadvantage in the Big 10 at a weaker school?
I mean, you could. Hard sell USC.
Yeah.
Fuck, I'm blanking on his name right now. Former coach at Florida Gulf Coast.
Oh, yeah.
Gap-tooth motherfucker.
His name is Andy Enfield.
Andy Enfield.
Yeah.
Had some good years at USC, obviously, that magical run with Florida Gulf Coast. I don't know. Maybe take a swing on him on the cheap.
I mean, are they interested at all in maybe, like, I mean, could they pry, like, Tommy Lloyd away from Arizona? Be like, hey, man, fuck the Big 12, come to the Big 10.
Yeah, you could get Tommy Lloyd.
Yeah.
But granted, he's in the Big 12.
I know. But it's still a worse conference for Like, it's a great basketball conference, but it's still a worse conference for, like, media and pay. Like, the pay is going to be less, probably, in the Big 12 than the Big 10.
Not college basketball. Big 12 is going to be... Big 12 is going to sell itself.
That shit's going to bleed over into other conferences. It's not there yet.
No, football's going to be its own thing. Football, eventually, is going to be a two-conference thing. Every other sport's not going to be affected, I don't think.
Yeah. I wonder if there's any other programs in the ACC you could poach, like, who is, like, a decent dude. I think Laringella, whatever the fuck his name is too old at Miami. You probably don't want to do that.
I don't know.
But I do agree with you. I think they're going to get a name.
Or you go former player.
Odin.
Bring in Odin. Yeah. No, I think you bring back Thad, man. Get him from Butler.
Why not? Fuck it. Where's Thad now?
I think he's at Butler.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, and what's his name was from Butler, right? Holtman came from Butler.
If you really want to go for it, Ohio State, Brad Stevens, of course.
Ooh,
I'm kidding. Brad Stevens is done.
He's staying in the NBA. Yeah. He doesn't want to do that shit. You don't like NBA now is it used to be like college was more the
Billy Donovan would be a good name.
Yeah. Where's he at right now?
The Bulls.
Oh, is it the Bulls?
And the
is
Bulls that... are very mid. He'd probably be down to leave.
Yeah. I think Billy Donovan would be a great hire. Yeah, 100%. Yeah, they're going for a splash, for sure. I agree with that. Next up, I saw this today, and I'm kind of just at the point, is UConn going back-to-back?
They could. It's hard to do. Again, it's a one-and-done tournament. You have an off night, you're toast.
Yeah, it's just like, they are the closest.
There's no great team. Yeah.
There's no great team, and they might be the closest thing
they
to
are.
It.
Yeah.
And I mean, there's nothing they do badly. Like, I was looking at their KenPom page, right? So, like, Houston, for example, I love Houston, but they don't get to the line, and they shoot like shit.
Yeah, I have no faith in Houston.
Right?
They stink.
Purdue, we don't need to go over that again. Auburn, they're a home team.
And when I say they stink, I mean in the tournament. They're going
to
They're gonna have a night where they score, like, 45 points.
Yeah. I mean, look at this. Look at just the top 10 in KenPom here, right? Houston, we don't trust. Purdue, we don't trust. Auburn better at home than anything. I don't trust Arizona. You like them a lot.
I do. And you know who I trust a lot now?
Who?
Because they have a scorer in Dalton Connect. Tennessee. Tennessee basketball with Rick Barnes going to play great defense. And now they have a pure scorer, maybe the best in the country, in Dalton Connect.
Yeah. And that's all
you need. Another white boy.
That's all you need, buddy. That's all you fucking need. Now, granted, he's a forward, not a guard. I kind of prefer a ball handler.
That's fine.
Or a two, but...
He can bring up the ball, too.
Okay.
He's got handles.
Yeah, I know. All right, fair enough. I mean, but, like, I don't trust Illinois with Underwood. I still don't trust North Carolina with... what's his fucking
Baycott?
Face? Well, with Baycott, obviously, but what's the coach's name again? Humphrey, something like that?
It's not Humphrey.
Hubert Davis.
Yeah.
fucking... Don't care. Iowa State, get the fuck out of here.
You're like Chris Humphries, yeah, the coach.
Yeah. It really is. UConn is the only top 10 KenPom team that I look at, and I'm like, the only thing they don't do well is they give up a lot of free throws.
Still got my FAU ticket, dog.
That's not a bad Final Four ticket. And then you've got teams further down the list. Kansas soft this year.
they could turn it on, though. It's
all going to be based on the bracket.
Kansas sucks on the road. But, you know, neutral site, neutral field, neutral court.
Right.
Hunter Dickinson just revving up the engines.
They tend to get favorable draws in terms of geography.
Yeah.
So they have
Bill Self's probably still the best coach in college basketball right now at this point.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, I don't know who else you would put up there. He's got two titles.
Yeah.
So, I mean... Maybe if Connecticut's guy wins.
Kansas doesn't have down years either.
They don't. But I wonder what you would value more, right? So I was thinking about that with UConn going back-to-back, right? I talked about how they have the same amount of titles as Kansas, but all of them have come in the last 30 years, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
But UConn, it's sort of like the Giants in baseball, right? They would win the World Series, then not make the playoffs, then win the World Series, then not make the playoffs, then win the World Series.
Kansas is just always there.
But what would you rather have? I guess.
I would rather be relevant every year, yes.
Than UConn throwing in some titles, but then you have just these grim, awful years.
Yes, I would rather be relevant.
Okay.
That's
even if UConn wins this year?
Fucking, as an Eagles fan, right? I was always infuriated that people would be like pissed at Andy Reid. But we would be in the playoffs every fucking year.
Be in the conversation every year.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then, of course, he leaves. We get Chip Kelly. And then we just fucking tank. And it's just, man, dude, I would much rather be in the conversation.
Did you make more Super Bowls without Andy Reid than with Andy Reid?
Yeah.
So.
But, again.
So.
This year sucked.
But, like.
Even though we started 10-0, and we just crashed.
Yeah. But, like. Seems like the results have been better without him.
Different coaches.
Yeah.
And we fired him.
Yeah.
We fired Doug Peterson immediately.
That seemed dumb.
Eh.
Don't know that I love that.
I don't know. He didn't do that well in Jacksonville this year. Kind of tanked.
Yeah, he didn't. But yeah, I kind of think right now I just really lazily might just chalk UConn into the fucking championship on the bracket. Like, I got to see how it shakes out.
Mm. It's hard to do.
I got to see what the path is, but... they're so much better, and unlike Purdue, proven.
If they find themselves in the same bracket as Marquette, I would take Marquette. Yeah, we're gonna have to see how it shakes out. But
I mean, how have they done against Marquette this year? They haven't lost to them.
No.
Have they played them?
Yeah, they're in the same conference, my man.
Don't know if they played yet, though. They haven't.
When did they play?
This weekend.
Hmm.
Yeah. That's their first matchup. It is at UConn, though. So, you know.
Take it for what it is. Marquette's been semi-decent on the road, though.
I mean, Marquette's been a great team this year.
Just in general.
They did lose to Purdue, which is pathetic.
No, not regular season. Purdue's a powerhouse.
No, I know. man, Marquette.
For as much as we shit on Purdue, they're very good in regular season.
Yeah. Marquette, too, like, this team is so fun to watch. This is, like, one of the most... They have the longest possessions on defense and the shortest possessions on offense. Shaka Smart's dope, dude. I love Shaka, and I love Marquette. Anyway, let's talk about...
Texas honestly didn't deserve Shaka.
They didn't, and now they're paying for it.
Granted, he sucked at Texas. Like, for real, was awful.
It's not his, yeah.
But that's not his scene, man.
Maybe it's Texas's fault.
Wherever any Texas coach.
Texas anything.
I don't know. Sark just got him.
No, I mean basketball. They had one Final Four with Barnes, so that's good. That's great. But people forget. Like, they jerk off Kevin Durant so hard. Dude, he didn't make it past the first weekend.
Yeah, no, but he ran into a bus all that was Swaggy P.
True. It's fair.
You think Kevin Durant's just going to beat Swaggy P?
No, never. Can't. Can't do it.
No.
Real quick, let's talk about where we make our picks before we make our picks, and that's at mybookie.com. Go to mybookie.com, use the promo code Drinking Bros. You will double your first deposit up to $1,000. So you put in $1,000, you get $1,000. Put in $500, you get $500. Put in $20, you get $20. Blah blah blah. You get the deal. You guys listen to the show enough. It's only true believers listening to this shit anyway. So, yeah, I think you understand that the MyBookie promo at this point. Go to mybookie.com. It's where we make our picks. And like we say all the time, we love doing lives on college basketball, and we love doing live unders on college basketball. But really just lives in general. Like I said, I hit a live last night on Purdue because they were down like...
Didn't you hit a live under on UCF, BYU?
And oh my God, that one fucked me. So there was four minutes and change left against Purdue, BYU. Like barely 4 minutes and change, like 420 something left against BYU, UCF. And, you know... Both teams kind of more defensive oriented. BYU can score, but either way, I was like, and it was a safe-ish lead for BYU. So I was like, okay. I'll take the under. They're not going to score 21 more points in 4 minutes. They scored 40 points in the last 4 minutes combined.
Yeah, the under is your thing. I'm not really going to co-sign that.
An under boy all the way. Either way, mybookie.com. It's where we make the picks. A couple fun games this week. Talk about them. First up, Kansas at Oklahoma. These are all KenPom lines, by the way, because the lines don't come out till the day of. We know the deal. Kansas at Oklahoma. Oklahoma, 1-point favorite. So basically a pick 'em.
Kansas on the road, though, has been really bad this year.
Yep.
No, I'm going to go Oklahoma and Norman.
Yep.
To win the game.
I love that line. Hopefully the whatever the Vegas line that comes out is matches it or even has Kansas as a favorite so I can get Oklahoma as a money line. Because that's fucking great. I love that. Marquette. And Oklahoma's good this year, by the way. They should be a tournament team.
Yeah, they're in the top 25.
Yeah.
Just write them in.
Yeah, they're good to go.
They're also in the Big 12. I believe we have, right now, Lenardi has 9 of the, whatever, 14 or 15 teams we have in the Big 12 at this point.
Yeah, in the tournament. SEC as well. Both those conferences have 9. I think the next closest one is like 5 or 6. Marquette at UConn, one of the best games of the year. They play twice this month. This is the first one. It's at UConn. KenPom has it as a 7-point UConn favorite.
Give me Marquette in the points, baby.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Like that money line?
I think you... No. Not money line.
Go money line?
No, UConn wins the game.
Okay.
Wins it last second. Maybe... Yeah, I could see a walk-off here.
Okay. How would you feel about an over-under on this?
What's the over-under?
KenPom has it 77-70, so that's, what, 147? I kind of like an over on that.
Yeah, give me the over on that.
Yeah, I think that's... Even though UConn plays great defense and Marquette... also plays great defense. They both just score so well. And both play, UConn plays slow, but Marquette high pace. I kind of like that game to be a shootout. Next up, big 12 game here. Bearcats of Cincinnati, 1-point favorites on the road at the UCF Knights.
Well, I don't think it's a big game. I don't think either of us are making the tourney.
I mean, but you don't just walk into Orlando.
You don't.
This is a rivalry game.
You don't just walk into essentially a veto. The fine arena of, I forget what it's called now.
It's got a new name.
It changes names all the time. I do like that arena, though. It's chill. It's cool.
Yeah.
It's right off Memory Mile. Okay. You know, I actually only went to like 3 basketball games in college.
You didn't even support Marcus?
I did. They're all the Marcus years.
Only three games, though.
I know.
There's like 20 home games a season.
That year sucked, though, because Marcus was putting up like 20 a game, Marcus Jordan. And we beat Florida. We beat Florida State, too. And we were like we were like a 20-win team or 22-win team. It's like we were like 22-8 or something. And we didn't make the tournament. We started out 14-0, but in conference, we kind of
struggled.
You didn't
make it a 22-8? You must have had a shit schedule.
We didn't. It was just we didn't have a good conference schedule.
Ah.
That kind of boned us.
Yeah.
We were losing to like East Carolina and stuff.
Yeah, it's not.
But we beat like a ranked Florida. We beat like a ranked FSU.
You would think that'd be enough.
Wasn't.
Yeah. They don't like what conference were you in at that point?
The American. Or I guess whatever. Conference USA or.
Yeah, you weren't in the American yet, I don't think. I don't think the American existed yet.
Well, we went from Conference USA to the Big East. And then the Big East, a bunch of teams left.
Yeah.
And immediately switched names to the American.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. The American Athletic Conference. I forgot that's how that happened. I'm taking the Knights. I'm taking home dog.
Yeah, we win at home.
Home dog all the way. Next up, this one is an interesting line. I don't know that Vegas is going to reflect it, but Kentucky.
Shouts to Johnny Dawkins. Just got his 300th win, by the way.
Happy for him. Kentucky at Auburn. Auburn's a 10-point favorite.
Kentucky at Auburn. Auburn's a 10-point favorite?
Yeah.
Auburn's a different animal at home.
I just don't see a blowout. Maybe by 7.
That line tells me everything I need. Yeah, Auburn, give me -10.
Okay, Auburn blowout against Kentucky. All right.
They are just, I don't know what it is, but again, at home, they're just.
Animals at home. One of my biggest complaints about Missouri switching from the Big 12 to the SEC was that basketball was kind of a snooze.
And if I'm Auburn, honestly, go all in on basketball.
Yeah.
You're a better program.
That was what I going to say is that even
you're not a football school, you're a basketball school.
Even now that the SEC is very, very deep and good at basketball, it's still kind of a snooze with the exception of like Arkansas, Kentucky, and Auburn, and I guess Tennessee. Like the road environments are kind of whatever. You could tell the fans it's a second sport for them.
I don't think so. I actually think low-key the SEC has really good fan bases basketball.
It's getting better. And Auburn is one of those schools where it has gotten really, really fucking good. Tennessee, too. But Auburn is they're great fans there. Great basketball fans.
But also, like, most of these SEC schools that are you know, they think they're good because they're SEC.
Mm-hmm.
And sure, they are compared to like regular teams in other conferences. But like if I'm Arkansas, dude, Arkansas basketball, spend the money, show up.
Yeah.
Because you're not Arkansas, you're just not going to win an SEC title in football. You're not.
It's not going to happen.
But it's obtainable in basketball.
I mean, they have been good. They're bad. They're really bad this year.
They're not good this year.
Yeah, but they have been good in the very recent past.
The must bus, you know, it hit a fucking
Got a flat tire.
Got a flat tire. Hit a pothole.
It's fine.
We're fixing it.
Yeah. I don't know how they feel about Musselman, but I would still be fine with them.
Yeah, it's one bad year.
Yeah.
They've been
fucking chill.
I believe they've made the Elite Eight under him. So, yeah. No, yeah. I think they're good.
Yeah, yeah. I would be. I mean, it's a disappointing year because Brazel is a... Or Brazil, however the fuck you say his name. He transferred from Missouri. He's a draft pick, but...
Yeah, but he's from Missouri, so...
Yeah, yeah.
Probably should have saw the writing on the
bad
wall
sign,
there.
Bad yeah. sign, certainly. Next up, another UConn game. This one's interesting.
Also, yeah, if I'm Mizzou, man, go in on basketball.
They are.
You ain't got no hope in football, so...
We got it, buddy. We're in the title game this coming year.
I can't wait until you massively disappoint.
Yeah, it's going to be bad.
You're gonna start out as like a top...
10.
Five, top 10 team
it's
in the country. And you might end
up... I fucking hate it.
Like, yeah, you'll end up like 24th.
I fucking hate it. I fucking hate it. I hate expectations.
Great expectations.
We do have a...
I love that book.
A top, I think, 4 recruiting class in basketball for next year.
I relate with Pip.
With what? Oh, with Pip. Yeah. UConn, road game at one of your schools.
Villanova.
Creighton.
No.
2-point favorite at Creighton in Omaha.
Give me Creighton.
You like Creighton there?
Like Creighton pulled the upset there.
Okay. I mean, that would basically have to be an upset.
Because they're going back-to-back Marquette-Creighton.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll take Creighton on the at home.
Okay. And this is the Creighton game is Tuesday, I think. So
I have money on Creighton winning the Natty, too. I think Creighton's a good bet right now.
Okay. And then the last one that I thought was interesting this week, another one of your schools. SMU on the road at FAU. FAU's 4-point favorite.
Okay. I was about to say, like, SMU is not my school. Okay. FAU.
Yeah.
Florida Atlantic at home.
4 points.
All day, dude.
Yeah.
All day.
I think that line probably inflates for Vegas. I feel like it's Ken Pom's being a little conservative.
Yep.
But I think this is, I could see this being an FAU double digit win. Just handle business. Good, not great win. In terms of like resume, SMU's good, but at home it's not like the coolest win. But they handle business, win easy. Yeah, I like that. That's all I got for this week.
That's all you got, man. How are you feeling about this year? How are you feeling about the conference tournaments coming up? March Madness.
Conference tournaments will be fun. It's interesting because like the SEC and Big Ten tournaments, I just don't even care because they have so many teams that are just guaranteed to be in basically that they're pointless.
I miss the old Big East. The Big East tournament used to be my favorite.
Or Big 12, I should say. Yeah, the Big
East. At MSG, some of those games, remember those fucking classics like the 6 overtime game?
There was nothing better in early March than turn on a Big East tournament watching like Syracuse or Marquette or whomever. I mean, it was just... UConn, Georgetown, when Georgetown was relevant.
Yeah. Even like Big East with West Virginia.
Mm-hmm. That was a blast.
Villanova.
That was the fucking best, dude.
Yeah.
RIP.
I miss those days. And then you had, I mean, every great coach was in that conference.
Oh, yeah. I just, that was a blast. I loved it. It'll never be the same.
No.
Where is the Big East tournament in Madison Square Garden again?
It might be, but
it's not the same. It's still good.
Yeah, no, it's just kind of like a watered down version.
Yeah.
Is it or have they moved it since?
It's in Madison this year.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So I'll still be into it.
It's just not the same though.
No. Like, I mean, Creighton, great. Marquette, great. UConn, Villanova, Xavier.
Yeah. They've replaced some of the Big East teams with maybe even better teams, but
yeah,
it just doesn't hit the same.
Nah, it doesn't. I will power rank my favorite conference tournaments.
Like, why isn't a team from fucking Omaha in the Big East?
Yeah, I mean,
it's odd.
It's not. It's not great. Why? Or for that matter,
I'm
Milwaukee.
A coastal elite. Yeah. All right, I don't need these middle of the country teams.
Bring back that Morgantown, West Virginia.
Yeah,
coastal team.
Give me that. The coastal elites in Morgantown. Give it back.
I say the Big East tournament, old Big East tournament was great. Even with Missouri not there, I think the Big 12 tournament is has always been my second favorite one. Big 12 tournament's a blast. Then the Big 10, probably.
I missed the ACC when it was good.
ACC, I was kind of always bored by the ACC tournament. I don't know why.
Why?
I don't care about those teams.
I love a good North Carolina Duke.
Yeah.
Even fucking just Tobacco Rub and Wake Forest. North Carolina State.
I know. I always liked the old Pac-12 better, or Pac-10 better.
No. The ACC was great. Come on.
Personal. It's subjective.
You just didn't like
I would never
basketball.
Say that the ACC wasn't a better conference than the...
You're like, who's this Michael Jordan fella? He could never cut it in the middle of the country.
Wasn't really alive for that. Although Missouri did beat Michael Jordan at North Carolina, so you're kind of right.
Yeah.
Kind of right about that.
No, even like when we grew up, right? Like the J.J. Redick years.
Oh, yeah. That J.J. was a blast, certainly. And Hansborough.
Great team to hate. Hansborough, for sure.
Fucking goon.
Just bloodied up. Just getting hit in the face.
Every time I look at his face, I just hear, "Rrr!" Like, he's just so
Is
angry.
Is he still in the league right now?
No.
Okay.
No.
I was like, he actually made it longer than I thought he would.
Yeah, he's just so, like... His face just looks angry and confused.
All right, give me your natty pick way too early right now. Before the tournament is even
before
given
even
out.
Conference.
Are you going UConn?
It's hard not to.
I'm going Tennessee.
Okay.
I'm going to go Tennessee right now.
Okay. Can I tell you who I'm rooting for?
Who's that?
Marquette.
Okay.
But I think UConn.
I can see Marquette getting in the Final Four.
Yeah, 100%. I'm rooting for Marquette. That's who I want to win.
But right now, I'll go Tennessee.
Okay. That's all I got.
Same.
See you
later.